is probably not what you expected to hear. But I've learned long time ago to do things like God say do them, and not like man say do them. I know somebody here, everybody all across this land and country this morning is went and ate up Psalms and thought of something about giving thanks. Amen. But every day is a day of thanksgiving. And if the only time you think about praising and thanking God is the fourth week in November, then something is wrong with your salvation. Now, I praise God every day for the things that he's done. And I took out and I began to try to write one of those traditional sermons about, oh, give thanks. And God said, put that junk up. Amen. And he told me that true believers, we thank him every week that there's another need in the house. Amen. So if you're upset because this ain't going to be no Thanksgiving sermon, you can go ahead and leave right now. Amen. God told me to say that too. Amen. And I speak boldly. Amen. But there's a word. The book of Romans chapter 7. And we want to deal with four verses out of this seventh chapter of Romans. We want to look at verse 14 through 15 and verse 24 and the beginning part of verse 25. Romans chapter 7, beginning with verse 14 through verse 15. When you found it, please say amen. And the word of God reads on this order. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. Then verse 24 says, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God. Tell somebody, I thank God. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And today I want to use for a subject. There's a struggle going on. There's a struggle going on. When we look here at our subject today, the struggle in essence means that the things that I should do, I don't do. And the things that I should not do, I do. That's a struggle. Somebody here perhaps said, but what am I struggling with, Pastor? There's a struggle between right and wrong. There's a struggle between good and bad. There's a struggle sometimes of telling the truth or telling a lie. There's a struggle in church sometimes of helping somebody or hurting somebody. I just know that there's a struggle going on. There's a struggle. We're caught in between of being a blessing or being a curse. All right. Of standing strong or yielding to temptation. Of saying no when our body says yes. Of being strong when I find myself being weak. There's a struggle that goes on with me when I've got to determine, can I keep pressing on when I'm ready to give up? Give in to temptation, knowing that the consequences could lead to my death. I don't know about your life, but I can tell you this morning that for everybody that lives on this earth, there's a struggle going on. How do you know my business, Pastor? Because, see, first of all, 1 John says, if you say that you have not sinned, you are a liar and the truth is not in you. I'm just talking about the struggles of this life, the struggle called sin.
Maybe you don't have financial problems and you don't struggle and strain financially, but all of us struggle with that thing called sin. And here our writer says, oh, wretched man. In other words, he said, God, I messed up. Who is there? Who can help me? Mama can't help me because she's struggling. Daddy's struggling and straining. Sisters and brothers struggling and straining. But he says, but I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. What Paul is telling us here as believers is that it said, even though you are saved, you're going to have some problems. You're going to have some situations. You will have some circumstances. And oh yes, you're going to have some struggles in this life. What am I struggling with? Number one, the struggle is with sin. And the first thing that we've got to understand right off the bat is that there's no need to beat around the bush. We've been playing these religious games long enough that, okay, I'm straight. No, you're not straight. You toe up from the floor.
Amen.
Amen. No need to sugarcoat it. I can't find no Greek word for it to better define it other than the word just say sin. Yes, I am. I know that sin is sin, and I'm convinced that there's a struggle because right now somebody in here thinks because you think nobody knows there's not a struggle going on. But the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. So I don't care how holy you think you are, face the fact there's a struggle going on. You know the thing that we try to hide and the thing you say, I want to take to my grave with me. Amen. I know y'all got some of those things in your life. The kind that you don't tell, I won't tell. Let's face it. In fact, when we look at the struggles that we deal with, the struggle is called the flesh. Now you see, this type of struggle that we deal with, we face every day. And the ones that we know that we have no business doing, what do we find ourselves doing? Amen. I know I'm not just talking to myself. It's quiet in here. See, I got to let us know this morning that this ain't no kiddie sermon. And maybe when you leave here, you'll be convinced and convicted that you're dealing with a struggle. Now I'm finna get personal. Amen. Just say ouch. If you can't say amen, just say ouch. Amen. The relationship sometimes that we find ourselves in, that you know you really shouldn't be involved with. Amen.
All right.
And you know it's no good. The Spirit of God has told you that it's no good.
All right.
And you know you need to get out. You know it's past time to leave.
All right.
Yet the flesh says, keep coming back for more. I'm just talking about a struggle. In other words, Paul's saying, I'm not telling you anything new. But see, when you look at chapter 6 and verse 13, it talks about a law, spiritual law. In fact, verse 12 says that God's law is holy. His commandments are holy. And this morning, as messed up as we are, ain't nothing wrong with God's law. Because see, get ready, brace yourself now. Look at verse 14. He says, I am carnal. What he's saying is, I'm fleshy. And I'm sold. All of us were born in sin. and shaped in iniquity. In other words, if you came in this world via human flesh, then you are flesh and you subject to do wrong. Amen. Go back to your childhood. If mama said don't leave out the yard, I don't care how many toys you had in the yard, that ball that was across the street seemed to be more interesting than anything else. So I just had to go play with the ball outside the yard. There's a struggle going on. And Paul is wanting you to know that just because you're saved does not mean that your struggle is over. We're still subject to sin's penalty. Somebody said, well, I'm saved. Yes, you might be saved, but do you know what sin's penalty is? Romans 5, I think it's 23, that says, the wages of sin is what? Death. But the gift of God is eternal life. If you live on this earth, if you're not here when Jesus come back, I promise you, I guarantee you that you're going to die, and that's the penalty of the struggle. The indwelling sin still tries to claim what it thinks is its property. But see, y'all looking kind of confused. Don't look confused. See, Paul was describing the conflict that he was having with the indwelling sin himself. And watch this. Look at verse 17. Now then, it's more that I that do it, but it's the sin that dwells in me. See, let me explain to you. When your kid's acting crazy, it's not really your kid that you raise, but it's the sin in them that's created by the enemy. Amen. Let me back up. Let me get a little bit closer. When you know to do right, and you choose to do wrong, that's the struggle that's going on inside of you. And that's the reason that we all sin, is because there's a struggle going on. Things we ought to do, we don't do. So what's the problem? See, I'm a firm believer here that some of us have been struggling with what I call an eye problem. Not an EYE problem, but a capital I problem. See, as I try to solve spiritual matters using my own common sense, and see, that's part of the struggle. See, we think we're so smart and knowledgeable, but see, we're not really that smart. There's a way that seems right, but it leads to death and destruction. And see, so many of us have been trying to solve our problems using common sense. Use your own power. Use your own strength. Somebody said, I'm getting myself together. You can't get yourself together. There's only one that can save you. See, if man could save himself, there would have been no need for Jesus. And that's the eye problem. And so many of us are so saved and so sanctified that the eye is going to cause you to die and go to hell. See, Jesus said that, and unless you abide in him and he abide in you, then you're none of him. And right now, we're controlling our lives with eye. I said, wait a second. If Jesus died on the cross, why is life so hard? There's a solution for your struggle. Well, preacher, I know you're going to tell me that I need to renew my mind. That's what somebody's going to say, right? And present my body as a living sacrifice. Yes, I know Romans 12, 1 and 2. Yet, we still struggle. Then somebody will say, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Yes, we all know 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. But someone says, I'm still struggling. Anybody a witness? Can I get a witness? I'm still struggling. And I know somebody has told you, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Yeah. But still struggling. You see, I don't need your church. That's what somebody said. I don't need no church answers this morning. But the truth of the matter, most of us ain't been living by them anyway. So that's the reason those solutions don't work. But I really want you to know this, is that when you take your collars off, you know, some of us are so stick-necked. When we take our robes off, when you take your titles off, yes, I know that the Lord will make a way somehow, but my bill's still late. Gas is too high. We all know that. Say, what kind of struggles we dealing with, Pastor? Wife talking about leaving. Husband cheating. Children don't respect me. Job about to lay me off. I'm going through some stuff now, and I need to talk to some real folk who ain't ashamed of their testimony. Because I need help. That's the truth this morning. We all need help, and we're struggling with this thing called sin. And see, I know I don't mean to talk about nobody. All across this country, we're going to tell folks to just give thanks this morning. But there's a struggle going on. And after they get through giving thanks and they go back home, they still catching hell at the house. Somebody say, I'm struggling with this thing called sin. See, we got to learn to call things like they are. If it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's your preacher, he wrong. Amen. And what a better person to tell this story than Paul. See, Paul helps us to understand that your knowledge is not enough. He was brought up at the feet of some of the wisest philosophers. Yet, even with his knowledge of the law, he still struggled with sin. Then look at verse 18. Paul says, "For I know that in me dwells no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I can't find myself doing it." In other words, I want to do good, but I keep coming up short. Anybody been there? I want to do good, but I keep coming up short. Y'all kind of tough this morning. But how many here have ever made a New Year's resolution? How many of you have ever said, this is the week? This month I'm gonna. Next month I'm gonna. I'm gonna lose weight. Start Monday. I'm gonna wake up at 5 and start working out. Gonna get up early. Gonna get on the treadmill. Then a month of Mondays come. Then 5 years of Monday come. And you still hadn't started working out yet. There's a struggle going on. This is the year that I'm going to stop smoking, or stop doing this, or stop doing that. And I know this stuff's not good for me, but 5 years ago, and now you're going from one patch to two. The struggle is with sin. No big sin, no little sin. Sin is sin. All unrighteousness is sin. Now we know that knowledge is not enough. We all know right from wrong. We understand that the wage of sin is death, and yet we all still struggle. What do we need this morning? We need strength for your struggle. See, Paul knew the law. He had the knowledge. He knew it forward and backwards. Some of us can quote scripture forward and backwards. Yet the law was not enough. The only thing that knowing the law did was showed me that I'm a sinner. That's what he said, oh wretched man that I am, who can save me from the body of this death? Sold under sin, indwelt sin, enslaved to sin, who shall deliver me? Look at Paul here. Paul wrote it, taught and he wrote by using some illustrations. Now look in verse 24. It said that near Tarsus, where Paul was born, there was an ancient tribe that would sentence their convicted murderers to have the one whom they had slain tightly wrapped up on their back, and till they were convicted, because he infected the victim by the deceased body, and eventually they would end up dying from infection. It's why we believe that who shall deliver me from the body of this death? That's the reason Paul says that. The struggle. Every time I try to do good, evil is always there. Every good word, every good deed, every good thought, every good motive, every good thing I try to do in my life is challenged by the devil. But Paul don't leave it there. In verse 25, Paul tells us where he gets his strength from. You see, the struggle with sin is not in my knowledge. I can get knowledge from college. It's not in my pedigree. It's not what family you were born in. We all are God's children, yet we all struggle. But Paul is saying through it all, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're struggling with, we need to thank God through Jesus Christ, who is the source of your strength. God is the source of all of our strength. So he answers the question that how can I find deliverance from this problem? You can't be delivered if you don't have Jesus. See, Paul shows that the law itself was weak. And we must understand that it's in the name of Jesus that we can only get the victory. Then right here in chapter 8, Paul said that there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, which walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, once you get to know Jesus, he's the one that makes it possible for you to make it from day to day. Think about this. See, for the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. How do I get free? I know I struggle, but see, once I get in Christ, the law no longer has dominion over me. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? I know that all of us come short of the law. But I thank God that there's somebody that makes up the difference in my shortcomings and what the law states. And his name is Jesus. See, nobody knows what it's like to struggle. Sometimes your friends don't understand your struggle. But somebody said, Jesus knows about my struggles, and he's able to help me to bear the problems of this life. There's a story that was told. There was once a Chinese Christian that shared his testimony, and it went like something like this. He said, I was walking down the road of life, and I fell into a ditch. Anybody ever feel like you fell in a ditch? And he said, it was not an ordinary ditch. This ditch was filled with depression, discouragement, and sin. And he goes on and said, now, for a long time, I just laid in the ditch. And right now, we've been going through some struggles. And for a long time, help me, Jesus, we've just been laying in the ditch. Then he said, Muhammad came along. And Muhammad said, it's your fault that you're in the ditch. You see, you offended Allah, and that's your punishment. Help me somebody. I'm finna go somewhere. Then Buddha came along that talks about your thought rising above. Buddha said, you're not really in a ditch. Now, how many people have ever told you, you're not really struggling, but you know the pain that you feel. You know the burden that you bear. So I don't care what your mindset says. Pastor, I'm hurting this morning. Buddha said, it's an illusion. No. When I cry at night, that's not an illusion. Then Confucius came by and said, here are the 10 steps to self-attainment. If you climb and struggle, later on you'll get out. But it seemed like the more I struggle, the deeper I sunk. Anybody been there? I struggled and I strained and I pulled and I climbed and I clawed and I scratched. But it seemed like as I was trying to claw my way out the ditch, the ditch got deeper. But then one day, thank you, Holy Ghost, Jesus came by the ditch. And when he came, he didn't give me some philosophy. He didn't tell me to just hang in there. Everything would be all right. But as I was about to struggle, Jesus reached way down. And he lifted me up out the ditch. And then he pulled me up with his everlasting arms. Pulled me up out the ditch. And I thank God that Jesus did what he did for me, because I couldn't do it myself. I've been straining, I've been struggling, but I wasn't making any progress. And see, the moral of this story is that some of you feel like you've been in the ditch too long. Are you stuck in a ditch? In a ditch of desire. Are you stuck in a ditch? A ditch of hopelessness. A ditch of discouragement. A ditch of depression. Someone said, I'm tired of struggling. I'm tired of straining. I'm tired of failing. I'm tired of trying to do right, and it never seems to work out for me. But I thank God one day that Jesus came by my ditch. Anybody here, did Jesus come by your ditch and pick you up and say, no more struggling, no more strain. I'm with you. I'll help you bear your burdens. Somebody said, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Right now, I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for being my source. Somebody said, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? He reached way down and picked me up. Anybody here been going through a struggle? Let me tell you, your struggle is almost over. Just a few more rising and setting of the sun, and this life is going to be over. You got to hang in there when you're struggling and straining. When that problem comes, say, Jesus, I can't make it without you. When you're about to yield to temptation, call on your babysitter. Say, Holy Ghost, don't leave me. I can't make it without you. I need you to lead and guide me and direct me into all truth. I need him in the morning. I need him in the noonday hour. I need him in the midnight hour. It seems like it gets rough sometimes, but every time I think I can't make it, think I'm about to go under. Help! Lift me up. Somebody here that I was seeking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. I was about to go under. I was about to be drowned by my sin. Then I looked up and I saw a lifeboat coming called salvation. The lifeboat came in, and when the lifeboat got to me, the captain of the lifeboat said, I'm not gonna let you drown. He reached way down, picked me up, pulled me in with the lifeline. I know that there's a struggle going on, but hold on, hold on, hold on just a little while longer. Everything will be all right. Quit saying everything is all right. It's a struggle. It's a struggle. It's a struggle. But Jesus gonna help me make it through my struggle. Mary's baby, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. That's how I make it through my struggle. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some lonely days. I've had some sleepless nights. But when I think about it, I begin to count my blessings. I begin to name them one by one. Somebody said, count your many blessings and see what the Lord has done. He's good. Anybody know he's good? He's good. He's able to help me make it through my struggle. Somebody said, I might be struggling. I might be straining. But I tell you, on the other side of through. Tell somebody, on the other side of through, things will be a whole lot better. On the other side of through, right now, I can feel my breakthrough coming. I thank God for sending his son to die on a cross and then stayed there from the 6th to the 9th hour. Somebody said he was struggling. Somebody said he was straining. Then he died out there on that cross. They took him and buried him in an old dusty grave. But early, early, early on the 3rd day morning, the struggle was over. The struggle was over. Death, where's your sting? Grave, where's your victory? And I thank God that through Jesus Christ, I'll make it through my struggle. Folks, there's a struggle going on. Keep playing games with yourself if you want to. There's a war. For the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness and wickedness in high places. And every day when you try to do good, it seems like you find yourself doing wrong. Just call on your help. He's able. And see, I know somebody been busting their head beside me. I know somebody in here been busting your dome beside me. See, there's a struggle that's going on. And telling you just hold on, that ain't the solution. The solution is get Jesus in your life and he becomes your source. He becomes your strength. And every time the enemy knocks you down, he gives you strength to get back up again. See, the fight ain't over. I might be down, but I'm not out. He might have knocked me down one time. Count of 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6 might have even been a standing 8 count, but I get up, and after a while, when Jesus come back, he's gonna knock the devil out, and the struggle will be over. I just thank God. I just thank God. And right now, even though you're struggling, did you realize that you can be help safe in his arms? See, right now, even though the storms rage sometimes, even though the winds blow sometimes, are you able to say that I'm safe? Can anybody here say that I'm saved? Are you saved this morning? Are you saved this morning? Come on, Monica. Come on. Can you say this?
Because the Lord is my shepherd.
All right.
He supplies my every need. He lets me rest in the meadow's grass.
The invitation is given.
And he leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores all my faith in him. And helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm saved.
Are you saved?
That's why I'm saved.
All right.
That's why I'm saved. Saved in his arms.
Will there be one this morning?
He supplies my every need. He lets me rest in the meadow's grass. And he leads me beside the quiet stream. He restores all my faith in him. And helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved.